So, before we go into the next step, just want to check in and see if there's any questions or anything that's come up from yesterday that you want addressed. Yes. Watched my mom on the video.
Well, yeah. I wanted to compare to see if my Jewish mother and your Jewish mother had any similarities, and I see that, of course, it is in their DNA. And I wished I had known that practice before my mother died. But there were times when I would say to her, she was in Toronto and I was here, and I'd say, and she would tell me something, and she'd say, "And I don't want to hear your therapy voice." And we would break out laughing. But I would say sometimes, "Well, Mom, I'm really sad that that was your experience. And would you be open to another possibility?" And there were many times that she would say, I didn't think of that. She didn't always sustain it, but
yeah. Beautiful. You're reminding me, I once took my mom to, she was visiting, was a number of years ago, and Sylvia Borstein was giving her Wednesday morning talk, and I said, "Come on, Mom, let's go hear Sylvia." She liked Sylvia, and Sylvia gave a talk, and in part of the talk, she had been using this practice, saying to herself, "I could be wrong." And afterwards, I said to my mom, "Hey, what did you think of the talk?" She said, "It was so great. It was so wonderful. That I could be wrong part, that never has occurred to me before." We got a lot of mileage out of that one the last few years. Yeah. Anything else? Any questions or anything on your mind? No. Okay. Then we'll just. Oh yes.
Yeah. RAIN acronym.
Yes.
What was that to be used for?
So the RAIN acronym.
Hi, James. Do you mind just repeating the question?
Yeah. Oh, what's that RAIN acronym? R A I N. That I mentioned briefly yesterday on working with the difficulties. It's particularly helpful when you're going through a difficult emotion that's hard to get some space around or hold in a wise way. I write about it in that chapter in the book, and it's a very simple way to use mindfulness of emotions. So there you are feeling angry or frightened or whatever, and if you can remember, "Oh, RAIN, recognize, what am I feeling right now? Oh, I'm feeling fear. A, allow, let it be here. No agenda, not how do I get rid of it, but just giving it permission to be here and learning to relate to it in a wiser way." So just allow. I, investigate, what does fear feel like in my body? What does it feel like in the mind? Not analyze, why do I feel it, or why did she do that, or whatever. Just what's the direct experience? Because whatever it is not so different than when you were a little boy or a little girl feeling frightened, and you're getting to hold that, feel the landscape of that feeling with some curiosity and interest. And then the N is non-identification, which is just which just means really not taking it personally. That we all have fear. It's part of the human experience, and it doesn't have to define you. "Oh, I'm such a fearful person," or "Why am I getting into this?" But just you're connecting with the experience of fear, the human experience of fear, and there's an awareness that can hold it and not be so caught up and identified with it. And you just do that a little at a time. Okay, for the next minute, let's really feel that with that attitude. And if it's too much, come back, regroup, take some breaths, feel your body sitting here, maybe open up to sounds, and touch it a little at a time so you get a sense of how you can be with even the most difficult emotions. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to repeat it? You got it. Recognize, allow, investigate, and non-identify, or not take it personally. Sorry. Okay, so we'll move through. We'll go to the next step. So far we've done intention, putting the intention for well-being at the center of our lives, then being mindful, being present for our life, and then gratitude as a way to open up and hold anything that happens with a big spacious container, and then opening up to the difficulties, which we ended with yesterday. And we'll see how many of the 10 we get through, but I just want to mention now as I'm thinking about it, even if we get through all 10 and we touch on them, not to think, oh, okay, now I got it, on to, you know, the next program. This is all about practice. So we'll be touching some basic principles, and then if you really want to develop it, remember the Buddha saying, whatever we frequently think and ponder upon becomes the inclination of our minds, neurons that fire together, wire together. So it's all about practice. You've probably heard that word once or twice as you've gotten into meditation and this mindfulness stuff. It's all about practice. So using the principles and then, or whatever other teachings support you in this, and then practicing, doing it on a regular basis, and doing it with others really makes a difference. Maybe I'll mention right now, June and Brock and Margot McLaughlin and I were talking last night, and one fabulous way to practice is with other people, with other friends. And we have, going through the Joy Course together is one way to do this, and I'll mention more about that later on. But June has helped put together a wonderful group facilitators manual where people do this together. June has led a number of groups, and there's groups that have happened all over. And I know there's some people here who've been in some groups. If you've been in a group with others doing this material, there's a few people who have. It really makes it's a whole other level. And you might consider either joining a group or starting a group recommended with a friend. And we're going to see if there's people who would like to continue practicing this stuff with the support of others. There's a sign-up sheet for people who'd want to either be part of a group or join a group. Yeah. We put it back there. It's near the Donna box. If you're interested in a group focus, and you put your name and email, and if you're willing to coordinate, there's a column for that too. And June, who knows very well about running these kinds of groups, said that she would be a resource and to meet with group facilitators from time to time to support the groups and they're working with this. And after, at the end of the day, for those who would like, if you put your name on and you feel like staying for a few minutes, We're going to meet June and Brock and Jane and I with anyone who's interested in leading a group or being part of a group or mainly for the leaders. What would you say? If you're interested in being part of a group, maybe we can just share. And if you're interested in leading a group, that'd be wonderful. Oh yes, and besides the Awakening Joy material, there are these spiritual friends groups, Kalyana Mita groups, that have different focuses. Foci that you might also be part of, you know, whether you're taking a book like Tara Brach's Radical Acceptance or A Path with Heart or something like that, or working with emotions or working with climate change and particularly, say, going through these conversations as a group investigation. And there are some sheets there you can put down if you're interested in being part of that kind of support, Dharma support.